All right, guys.
Back on Truth Hurts Radio. Let me pick up where I left off here. Less than 18 years later, after the that statement made by who was that? Where did I leave off here? I forgot who that was now. Nelson Aldrich. Okay, yeah. That last quote I just read where he boasted that, you know, before we could only dominate the reserves in New York, now we're dominating the reserves of the entire country. Excuse me. Less than 18 years after, Congressman, again, McFadden. Oh, they didn't like McFadden. He was heavily outspoken against the Federal Reserve. In fact, they murdered him. He died shortly after attending a banquet. Died from food poisoning, guys. McFadden, speaking before Congress on May 23rd, 1933, made the following scathing remarks about the Federal Reserve System. This is one of my favorite quotes. In fact, if you can get a hold of a copy of the Congressional Record for that date, you might want to read his whole speech. It's absolutely classic. He said, "We have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Banks. In that dark crew of financial pirates, there are those who would cut a man's throat to get a dollar out of his pocket. There are those who send money into the states, excuse me, to buy votes to control our legislation." Oh, boy, do they ever. "And there are those who maintain an international propaganda for the purpose of deceiving us and weeding us into the granting of new concessions, which will permit them to cover up their past misdeeds and set again in motion their gigantic train of crime." Oh, 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 oh. Wow. If this guy was only alive today to see how gigantic the train of crime is. It was nothing back then compared to what it is now. I mean, it was bad back then, but my, have they come a long way. Anyway, he goes on, "When the Federal Reserve Act was passed, the people of these United States did not perceive that a world banking system was being set up here. It amounts to a super state controlled by international bankers and international industrialists acting together to enslave the world for their own pleasure. Every effort has been made by the Fed to conceal its powers, but the truth is, the Fed has usurped the government. It controls everything here in Congress, and it controls all our foreign relations. It makes and breaks governments at will." How the international bankers are pulling off their sinister secret takeover of this country and indeed the whole world, guys, through central banking is perhaps best summed up by author Sheldon Emery in his book Billions for the Bankers, Debts for the People. Here's what he said. "It is easy to see that no matter how skillfully they, the common people, play the game, eventually the banker will end up with all his original chips back. And except for the very best players, the rest, if they stay in long enough, will lose to the banker their homes, their farms, their businesses, perhaps even their cars, watches, rings, and the shirts off their backs, whatever they have mortgaged. Our real-life situation is actually even much worse than any poker game. In a poker game, none are forced to go into debt, and anyone can quit at any time and keep whatever he still has. But in real life, even if we borrow little ourselves from the bankers, the local, provincial, and federal governments borrow billions in our name." Stick with us, guys. I'll push that quote with the bank.
Safe
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, guys, back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'll pick up with that quote here from Sheldon Emery. He was just saying, you know, that this game is worse than a poker game because in a poker game you can bow out any time, but with the banker game, there's no getting out. Local, state, and provincial governments and federal governments borrow billions in our name, squander it, then confiscate our earnings from us and pay it back to the bankers with interest. We are forced to play the game, and none can leave except by death. Well, actually, you can get out if you know how to assert your rights, but there's no guarantees there either. Many people, look at the Browns, guys. Look what happened to them. I mean, they have no right to do it. What they're doing is totally illegal. It's absolute extortion, but you know, when push comes to shove, they do and have on many occasions come in and just hauled you off. It's unbelievable. We're not in a free country anymore, folks. Not at all. We pay as long as we live, and our children pay after we die, he says. If we cannot pay, the same government sends the police to take our property and give it to the bankers. The bankers risk nothing in the game. They just collect their percentage and win it all. That's exactly the kind of game that we've got going on and have had going on for a very long time now. And yet you still got idiots walking around saying,
I'm glad I live in a free country. I love my freedom here.
What freedoms? Free country. Anyway, one of their favorite profitable games, guys, is to, you know, raise the interest rate slightly, and it creates a slight economic panic. The bankers are thus able to move in and buy up stocks really cheap. Then they'll wait a little while so that people don't get too suspicious. Then they'll lower the interest rates again, slightly, you know, but enough so that the value of those stocks they just purchased at bargain basement prices now just skyrocketed. Then they'll turn around and dump them, make huge profits, wait a few months, and play the same game all over again. In fact, that's what's been going on with all of the recessions we've been facing. They just raise the interest rates to play this game, to suck more. Each time they do it, it's like a boa constrictor. You know, every time you breathe, they squeeze tighter. Take another breath tighter. Before you know it, you can't breathe anymore. And that's what they're doing to it. Wow, that hurt. Shouldn't be doing that with this throat I got. But anyway, you know, that's what they're doing. That's just one of their games. You know, another one is they do it with the bond market. They'll buy up billions in bonds, millions or billions or whatever, increase the value. So everybody thinks, wow, it's great. And they'll go out and buy bonds. And, you know, then they'll dump the bonds. The value will crash. Then they'll buy everything up at bargain basement prices and wound up owning the whole nation. You know, they do this all the time. Another one is simply to play the games, as I mentioned earlier, with their speculators. If they want to take a nation down, they'll just get their speculators to spread false rumors. This is how they created the Panic of 07, the crash of 29, and on it goes. Their speculators do this, guys. They spread false rumors about rival banks, and it's incredible the amount of power they exert. I mean, do you see why they're into the occult like they are and go to Bohemian Grove and, you know, have the little ceremonies before their statue of their almighty 40-foot cement god there? They're into this because they have the ability to do this. They think it's magic. They really do. They've got the mentality of a bunch of little two-year-old children who actually think, you know, presto, I wave my wand. Look what I can do. It's simply called deception. Nothing magic about it. All you need to pull this off is the complete and total lack of a conscience. And they certainly have that. And that's how they get away with it, guys. They're a bunch of sleazy, mindless, conscienceless trash that think nothing of screwing people over. In fact, again, they get off on it. They love it. And that's what enables them to do it. But in their twisted 33rd degree Mason thinking, to them it's magic that they can control the masses. Anyway, I hope my volume is okay. I just actually checked it. I forgot. Every time I yell into my mic, it usually messes my volume up. But yeah, it is showing that my gain is still checked. Anyway, let me go on here. Speaking of Ron Paul, guys, and you know, the main reason why they can't stand him and why they're not giving him any attention in the media, again, it's primarily because of his stance against the Federal Reserve. There's other reasons too, of course, but this is the big one. This is, one of the biggest secrets that they've managed to keep, for the most part anyway, from the American people for almost 100 years. They can't afford, not only for the secret to get out, they can't afford for, you know, to have anything done to the Federal Reserve. If the Federal Reserve was ever shut down, that's it. There goes your New World Order plans right there. They will never succeed if they do not maintain their stranglehold on our economy. Get rid of the Federal Reserve, and that just brings the whole thing to a grinding halt. And, you know, the stocks of Depends are going to skyrocket because they're going to be wetting themselves big time. Anyway, listen to what Ron Paul said. This goes back, guys, to 1983. Just so you can see that this position that he's had against the Federal Reserve is nothing new. He's been talking about this for a long time, but no one's been listening. I think finally now people are starting to catch on. But here's what he said. Before Congress, he said, "As a member of the House Banking Committee, I have long believed that present economic difficulties are caused principally by our centralized banking system, headed by the Federal Reserve, and by the use of irredeemable paper money. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution grants Congress the exclusive power of coining money, not printing it. But 70 years ago, in 1913, Congress enacted the Federal Reserve Act, establishing our present banking system. At the time, we were still on a gold standard, and the harmful effects of the Federal Reserve System were ameliorated by the continued use of gold and silver as coins and as backing for paper currency. Still, the Federal Reserve has succeeded in causing the worst depressions, inflations, recessions, unemployment, and interest rates in our history. I am convinced that there is no permanent solution to our severe economic problems that does not involve thorough monetary reform. This is why I have introduced several major pieces of legislation. The first bill, H.R. 875, would repeal the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, thus ending our 70-year experiment with paper money, an experiment that has obviously failed. To achieve that end, failed by design, of course, to achieve that end, I have also introduced a bill requiring, for the first time in history, a complete audit of the Federal Reserve, H.R. 877. I believe that a thorough audit and investigation of the Federal Reserve would reveal enough damning information about the Fed that virtually all members of Congress would support its abolition. Well, you know, maybe back then it would have, but not anymore, guys. We have nothing in Congress today but a bunch of sellout pieces of absolute trash. They know the Federal Reserve is selling us out. They don't care. They're selling us out, too. But a very powerful statement from Ron Paul back in 1983, 25 years ago. Here we are, a quarter decade later, still things have marched on. Nothing's been done to stop the Federal Reserve. It still hasn't been audited. Unbelievable. Continuing along here, note the following additional legal requirements regarding the creation of money, guys. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution declares that, quote, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Also, Title 12, Section 152 of the U.S. Code states, quote, lawful money of the United States shall be construed to mean gold and silver coin. Once again, guys, that is not the case. That has not been the case for a long time now. In fact, all precious metals were removed from our coins back in 1965 at the hand of another piece of trash, sellout, garbage, LBJ, who Hillary recently said, by the way, did more for black civil rights than Martin Luther King. Ooh-hoo-hoo. I hope that angers the black community and they bounce that little wench out of the... Oh, you got to be kidding me, man. What a piece of trash. What does she know about black civil rights? Get out of here, you piece of white filth. Anyway, not only are we no longer using gold and silver coin, guys, for currency, but again, our paper money is no longer backed by any precious metal. This destabilization of our monetary system came about through the crafty and sinister planning, again, of our little globalist buddies that control our central bank. It began with FDR, who took us off the gold standard in 1933. This meant that unlimited amounts of phony paper money could be printed regardless of how much gold reserves the nation had. Given this arrangement, it was only a matter of time before the dollar would no longer be exchangeable for gold. And sure enough, on August 15th, 1971, President Nixon internationally suspended the convertibility of the dollar for gold, completing what FDR had begun nearly 40 years earlier. To show just how our dollar has lost its value as a result of no longer being on the gold standard, it's enlightening, guys, to notice how the wording in the redemption, quote, guarantee on the dollar bill has changed over the years. This is very interesting. And I'll elaborate on that when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys, back here on Truth Hurts Radio, picking up where I left off. Now, this is really significant. Once this was brought to my attention, I'm like, wow, there it is, right in your face. When you read the redemption statements on the back of $1 bills beginning in 1928, and you look at the changes that took place over the years, it's very interesting. The 1928 Federal Reserve Certificate, for instance, contained this promise. It said, redeemable in gold on demand at the U.S. Treasury. So this meant, of course, that all you had to do was take that certificate and cash it in, and they would give you that equal value in gold. You could actually trade your paper money in for gold. We shouldn't have been on paper money at all, but at least the paper money then was convertible. It had backing. It had real value. You didn't have your big national debt problem back then. You didn't have outrageous interest rates and on. But now notice what happened. A few years later, in 1934, a year after Roosevelt had taken us off the gold standard, the new Federal Reserve notes read, quote, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, and is redeemable in lawful money at the Treasury or at any Federal Reserve bank. Notice the change here. It looks very subtle, but it's not, actually, if you look at it carefully. It says redeemable in lawful money. It does not say redeemable in gold. They were no longer guaranteeing that you could cash it in for gold, because we were taken off the gold standard, which meant that they didn't have to depend on gold for how much money they printed. So you might get gold. You might just get another bill. If you cash in an old raggedy bill, all they'll give you is another newer, less raggedy bill, but worthless paper nonetheless, and no gold. Notice, the word gold isn't mentioned here at all. Naturally, the reference, again, to gold was removed. Now let's go to 1963. In that year, beginning in that year, the notes read, "This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private, period, with no promise of redeemability of any kind, in obvious anticipation of what Nixon declared 8 years later, that the dollar was indeed no longer redeemable." Notice the changes in the wording here, guys. You can't miss it. It's very obvious what has been going on here. We now have a dollar that has absolutely no, not only does it not have any value to it, but it's actually, it has negative value. It's a debt receipt. That $10 bill in your pocket, if you actually have one anymore, means that you owe that $10 back plus interest, which probably amounts to like $100. So, you know, a $10 bill probably has negative $100 value. I'm not kidding. It's that bad. If you took a piece of paper out of your, you know, packet there for your printer, that has actually more value to it, hundreds of times more value than the $10 bill in your pocket. That's pathetic, but that's true. It does. It's not a debt receipt like that $10 bill is. The Federal Reserve, guys, the most important and powerful financial institution in the country, once again, as I stated, has never been audited. As Congressman Wright Patman put it, the Federal Reserve system has never been subjected to a complete independent audit, and it is the only important agency that refuses to consent to an audit by the General Accounting Office. Refuses! Imagine the arrogance. Oh, obviously, they've got something to hide if they're refusing to allow themselves to be audited. And yet, they've gotten away with it all these years, guys. Can you believe it? The IRS wants to come in and audit you, and that's it. You're going up the river. Even though you don't actually owe them anything, it doesn't matter. They decide to audit you, and they're going to take you for a ride, lock you up, take your house, whatever. Leave you, you know, in the poorhouse, when in reality you don't even owe them anything in the first place. Yet all the while, the real crooks, the real scam artists that set this whole fraudulent thing up have never been audited, and nobody dares touch them. Isn't that just peachy keen? The GAO, continuing with the quote here, the GAO audits of the Federal Reserve will fill the glaring gap that now exists in our information about the Fed's activities and programs. As things now stand, the only information that we get on the programs of the Fed is what the Fed itself wants us to have. Once again, it's never been done. Never been done. Can you imagine? The most powerful financial institution in the country, and no one is scrutinizing it. Nobody is keeping watch. There's no watchdog for the Federal Reserve. Unbelievable. And then you see how rigged our economy is, what a flippin' mess the whole thing is. More than ever, there's need to audit that, because it is that institution that regulates and controls the whole economy. Oh, but no, that's just not going to be allowed. Oh, no, Mr. Ron Paul is not allowed to get any attention in the media that we control, because he wants to shut down the Federal Reserve. This has been the main avenue through which we've been controlling this country, lining our pockets as we drive people into poverty. Oh, no, we can't allow that. It's frightening enough, guys, to realize that the Federal Reserve, which exercises, again, you know, total control over our economy, is privately owned and operated. But it's even more frightening when we realize that most of this ownership of the Federal Reserve, private ownership, is, once again, foreign. In this regard, Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez made a very interesting statement back in 1993. And I'll pick up from there when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. I just finished my tea there. So hopefully my throat is all set for the duration of the show anyway. All right, let me pick up with this interesting congressman's quote here. Henry B. Gonzalez. Not to be confused with Alberto. No, not related to Alberto at all. Not at all. In fact, this man had a conscience, something Alberto was not the least bit familiar with. Here's what he said. There is no question that the Fed runs our nation's monetary policy because it has complete and final governmental authority to manage the United States money supply. The American public should know that of the Federal Reserve System member banks that vote for Reserve Bank directors, approximately 60 banks with $130 billion in assets are foreign owned. In the New York Federal Reserve District, 33% of the medium-sized member banks and 25% of the large member banks are foreign owned. It's even worse than that today, but again, the point is here he's bringing out is that there's a large percentage of foreign ownership with this bank. What's going on with that? How can you have this? How can you have someone who's the head of the Homeland Security
the most powerful law enforcement branch of the federal government. In fact, all federal branches now are band together under that one umbrella. You know, the CIA, FBI, all of them are all managed now by one central office. And the head of that whole apparatus is Mr. Chertoff with dual citizenship. There you go, guys. And of all nations to have their dual citizenship with, of course, his is with Israel. Oh, you got to be kidding me. This is unbelievable. And, you know, they were talking a few years back about maybe having Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, they wanted Arnold to run for president. Yeah, here he is, Austrian-born. They want him to be a president. A man who says that he loves Kurt Waldheim. He idolizes Adolf Hitler. He was a man who did not back down. Can you believe this? Man, we are in the Twilight Zone. Anyway, do you suppose, guys, that our currently unfathomably high national debt is an accident? Through fractional reserve banking, a system whereby money is created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve, thus saturating our country with worthless interest bearing pieces of paper, the globalists are literally destroying our economy and condemning us to perpetual debt, perpetual slavery. It's amazing that they arrest people for counterfeiting money, isn't it? When the reality is that our money system is itself counterfeit. It literally is legalized counterfeit. It has no legal stance at all. It's totally illegal. The Constitution does not allow for this. This is constitutional, fraudulent, illegal fake currency, fiat currency, guys. It's like those monopoly bills, literally. I mean, there's no difference, except the monopoly bills are actually worth more than your Federal Reserve notes. What do you think the word note means? It's not a certificate anymore. It used to be called a silver certificate. You know, now it's a reserve note. It's a promissory note, a promise to pay back. It's a debt receipt. It's not money. Once again, the Constitution is very clear in its definition of what legal tender is. It does not allow for this system that we have. So, again, isn't it ironic that they go and arrest people for counterfeiting money? You know that old saying, two negatives make a positive? Well, if you counterfeit money, wouldn't that of necessity make it genuine? Looks that way in my book. I think we'd be better off with counterfeit money. It doesn't come attached with interest rates. I'm all for it. Anyway, fractional reserve banking, guys, is literally the creation of money out of nothing. Basically, in a nutshell, how it works is, let me read this quote to you first. This is interesting. This is from a Federal Reserve publication called Putting It Simply. It was published by the Boston Federal Reserve Bank. It said, when you or I write a check, there must be sufficient funds in our account to cover that check. But when the Federal Reserve writes a check, it is creating money. Imagine. Oh, heavens of... Can you believe this? They arrest people all the time. If you write a check out, you know, to pay your mortgage off, and you only got, you know, $50,000 in the bank, but you write out a check for, how much a house is today? $347 billion? So you write out that check for $347 billion. I don't know, maybe they're more now. I can't keep up, But so you write that check for $347 billion to buy your average home today. Like I said, they're probably more than that. I lose track now. But, obviously the check is going to bounce, right? They'll come after you. They'll arrest you. But the Federale boys write checks all the time without anything backing it. And they get away with it, no problem. Somebody pinch me and tell me this is just a bad flipping dream, right? I had too much enchiladas before bed, and so I'm having a nightmare, I hope, right? That's all this is. I just can't believe what a monkey-rigged system this is. The biggest criminals of all, the biggest swindlers, the biggest shysters who rape and pillage this entire country. You know, they worry about little Bobby the burglar down the street knocking off a bank and walking away with $100,000 or something. And these guys walk away with trillions. And they get away with it. Oh, it's so disgusting. But this is how it works, guys. Fractional reserve. The federal government only requires the Federal Reserve Bank to have 10% of an amount that they lend out. You know, so if the federal government goes to them and says, we want, you know, $10 billion, they only have to have $1 billion in the vault to, quote, back it up. And then from there, they just print the other $9 billion. It comes out of thin air, literally. They just print it out of nowhere. And then they turn around and lend it to us and charge us interest on it. So that $9 billion they get back is money that was created out of nowhere, right? We're paying them back something that they never had to begin with to lend us. But we also pay back exorbitant interest as well. That's literally how it works. And by the way, that initial $1 billion that was in there that was used to back up the 10, that $1 billion isn't real money to begin with. It's not reserves because it's more flipping fake paper money that they stole from us in the first place. But nevertheless, that's how the system works. That's how they – so essentially, you know, they print it out of nothing. Nothing to back it, and all they do is just collect. They can't lose, guys, and we can't win. What a system. Once this counterfeit money is printed, guys, it is then put into circulation in the form of loans to the government at our expense, at full face value plus interest. Since future loans must be issued to create the money to pay these loans and their interest, the federal debt can never mathematically be paid. You understand that? It can't be paid for two reasons. As I already mentioned, the interest rate is so exorbitant, you can never pay it back because all you're doing is paying a fraction of the interest. The interest is so outrageous. We've reached a point now where we don't even touch the principal, and yet all the while, they keep borrowing more and more and more. This is all by design. This is where they intended to get us. So we can't pay it back because of the interest, but we also can't pay it back because the money that is used to pay back these loans, primarily to the Federal Reserve, were themselves borrowed from the Federal Reserve in the first place. Think about that for a moment. What a scam this is. It's like I lend you $10, and you come back to me, you tell me, hey, look, appreciate that $10. I'm going to pay you back a dollar every week for the next 10 weeks, and I'll have you paid off, you know, in no time, the next month and a half, 2 months, 2.5 months. So you come back to me the next week, and you say, oh, buddy, look, I'm really sorry, man. I know I promised you a dollar a week, but I'm really short this week. How about, you know, I'll pay you next week. Is that okay? Well, I tell you what. I'll loan you that dollar so you can pay me. Oh, really? Oh, that's great. So I loan you a dollar. Then you turn around and give that dollar back to me. Now you owe me $11. And yet I still have that original $11 in my vault, right? And then you come back the next week. You're broke again. So I'll say, all right, I'll lend you another dollar, but now I got to start adding interest on here because too much time is going by and I'm losing. I'm not losing anything. I've just made an extra dollar. So now I give you another dollar to make that payment, but now it amounts to $1.50, you know, with all the interest. You keep coming back, and maybe you'll give me 50 cents the next week. You finally mustered up a few pennies. But now, again, I'm giving you the other 50-cent loan plus interest. It just keeps mounting and mounting. And this is how the Federal Reserve started. It was gradual. It built up slowly. You know, that profiteering wasn't overnight. It couldn't be. The public would wake up to it too fast. They had to do it gradually and slowly and work their way up. But now we're at a point where the profiteering is so outrageous, so completely and thoroughly scandalous. And with all that extra money they're printing, guys, all it does is devaluate the value of the dollars already in circulation. The more they print, the more we lose. But the more they gain, because they take that money before it loses its value and dump it into commodities, dump it into gold, dump it into overseas investments. So they don't lose. They buy real tangible assets with it that, you know, that aren't dependent on the value of the phony dollar that they're devaluating systematically. Oh, if the American public only knew what the heck was going on. Hey, but then again, judging what a coma they're in, I guess it wouldn't matter that they found out anyway. I don't think they would care. They would just snooze away. Anyway, Congressman Wright Patman summed it all up this way, guys. He said, the dollar represents a $1 debt to the Federal Reserve System, plus interest, of course. The Federal Reserve banks create money out of thin air, lending money into circulation at interest, which the American people are obligated to pay. He understood how the thing works. Isn't it interesting? You don't hear about this on CNN or ABC or Fox or any of the other phony broadcast networks. They don't talk about it at all. They don't mention how it's illegal. Of course, they don't mention how it's illegal that we've been sucked into 60-plus wars since World War II either, you know. They don't mention how every single one of those wars was totally illegal, total fraud. Congress never declared war. The president cannot deploy troops without congressional declaration of war, but they did it anyway. Have they ever once mentioned this? Of course not. They never will. Our ignorance is their bliss. So, yes, it's true. Ignorance is bliss. Perhaps some elaboration, guys, is in order here. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. I already gave you that elaboration. Let me go on here in my notes. I hate when I do that. I'll run off and wind up going ahead of myself. Let's look at another quote here. This is from Walter Wriston. He had to say, this is what he had to say. He was formerly the chairman of the Citicorp Bank back in 1982. This is what he had to say. If we had a Truth in Government Act comparable to the Truth in Advertising Law, every note issued by the Treasury would be obligated to include a sentence stating, quote, this note will be redeemed with the proceeds from an identical note which will be sold to the public when this one comes due. In other words, you know, if they were honest and truthful about what our money system really is and how it works, they would let you know that this dollar is only redeemable with another dollar of equal non-value when this one comes due. You know, it's a debt. It's a debt receipt. That's all there is to it. Josiah Stamp, former director of the Bank of England, put it really well back in 1937. He said, the modern banking system manufactures money out of nothing. The process is perhaps the most astounding piece of sleight of hand that was ever invented. If you want to be slaves of the bankers and pay the costs of your own slavery, then let the banks create money. Again, he's not kidding. It's a sleight of hand trick. To them, they literally view this as magic. We control with magic the power of the printing press. You know, who was it? I think it was Rothschild or Rockefeller who said, we create money the old-fashioned way, we print it. It's exactly what they're doing, guys. Daniel Webster further said along this line, of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring class of mankind, none has been more effectual than that which deludes them with paper money. Oh, when you go back to Thomas Jefferson, when you go back to Jackson and Lincoln and Garfield and McKinley and even Kennedy himself, all of them recognized the dangers of paper money, the dangers of central banking, and all of them took measures to stop it, and pretty much all of them died because of it. That is the reason why, guys, all the presidents in American history who have been assassinated were assassinated. There were other reasons, you know, thrown in the mix, but that was primarily it, because they stood against the banking cartellers, the mob, if you will. That's the real mob for you right there. But wait, somebody says, you know, doesn't our government have a lot of gold reserves locked away in places like Fort Knox so that we don't have to worry, even though our currency might be off the gold standard? Don't we have the gold there to back us up if there was an emergency? No, we don't. No, we don't. As author Christopher Weber pointed out, very strange things have been going on, guys, in this country regarding its gold reserves. By the way, I need to mention that there was a series, or actually wasn't a series, it was a single documentary that was aired back in the late 90s on, I think it was either the Learning Channel or the Discovery, probably Discovery Channel. They did a show on the Federal Reserve. Very interesting. They actually mentioned how over the years our gold reserves have been funneled out of this country over into private accounts, right? And so at the end of the show, they asked the question, seeing that so much of our gold has been sent overseas, one has to wonder what these guards are guarding. Are they actually guarding gold still? Or are they guarding the secret that there is no more gold there? My jaw dropped to the floor when I heard that. Anyway, here's what this author says. Fact one, from 1958 to 1968, 52% of the nation's gold reserves left this country. Fact two, these shipments were made with the knowledge and acquiescence of governmental officials. Fact three, for 35 years as of 1988, the government had failed to conduct a physical inventory of its gold. Fact four, inquiries into the history of America's gold reserves and the policies behind that history have been consistently stonewalled. There is no more gold, guys. It's gone. All right. Another short break, guys. Let's be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani here, talking about our wonderful Federal Reserve fraud. You know, it's not just the federal gold reserves that they've been funneling out of this country. You know, back in 1933, they actually stole privately owned gold. I've mentioned this on several shows before. But this is astonishing. This is the biggest gold heist in all of recorded human history. In 1933, as a result of the March 9th Emergency Banking Relief Act, FDR demanded that Americans hand over their privately owned gold. And if you didn't do so, you faced a $10,000 fine or a 10-year prison term. If you were caught owning gold after the passage of this act and, you know, refusing to hand it in, you were considered a criminal. But what did they do with this gold once it was handed in? It was funneled over to the Federal Reserve banker boys. Unflicking believable. And keep in mind, this was the Great Depression. People were suffering as it was. And they hailed that monkey as one of the all-time greatest presidents. What a powerful testament to propaganda, the power of propaganda that is, to have made him, to have exalted him. Some textbooks say he is the best, not just one of the best president in American history. They claim that he saved us from the Depression. Are you kidding me? He sunk us into the Depression, far deeper than what we would have been. Stole privately owned gold, handed it over to them. We'll never know how much they actually collected, guys, but you can bet, even by those standards in those days, that was in the billions. Gave them that all that gold, and then he turned around the little scoundrel less than a year later and devaluated the dollar by 59%. Almost 60% loss of purchasing power of the dollars that were traded in for gold. You gotta be kidding me. And again, they hail him as a great man who stood up for the rights of the working class. And oh man, it's disgusting. And they talk about all the social programs that he introduced. And well, yeah, some of them have benefited people, here and there. But you know what? There was no need for those social programs until he came around. He created the need for them, drove people into worse abject poverty. And then he comes along and provides the, quote, solution, which is to, you know, tax people more and destroy their ability to earn a decent living. Oh, what a mess, man. It's like the health care plan, guys. They deliberately drove up the cost of health care so that you would beg for a national health plan, which is where they wanted you all along anyway in the first place. Deliberately driving up the cost so you'll beg for more intrusion in your life, more control. Oh, what a whopper of a mess. Anyway, guys, there's a lot more to this, but as always, you know, 2 hours isn't enough to cover the whole thing, and I'm not going to continue with this tomorrow. I'm going to go off into something else. In fact, I'm going to talk about the other half of the puzzle, the income tax tomorrow, what a fraud that is. The Federal Reserve actually would not be any good without the income tax. And that's another thing Ron Paul is wanting to get rid of. Get rid of the income tax, get rid of the IRS, along with the Federal Reserve, because he recognizes that the two feed off of each other. They work hand in hand. You got to have both. You can't have one without the other. And so I guess tomorrow you could consider part two of today's discussion. So we'll be talking about that, what a fraud the IRS is, what a fraud their income tax phony system is. But in the meantime, if you want the transcripts for this show, it's got all the quotes I cited today, along with a lot of others I didn't get around to, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I'll be happy to send them off to you. All right, guys, have a great day. Hopefully my cold will be gone by tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
Since 1988,